You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome back to another episode of the Miles Mikulski podcast. This time, though, we're doing something very, very different. I'm starting a brand new series inside of the podcast where we're just going to be talking about things that happened in the past week. Before we get into it, I want to say a thank you to everyone who's been listening, downloading all of the previous podcast episodes. We got over 100 episodes out and they're all artist interviews. So you're going to find your favorite artist or your favorite artist in there. So make sure you go and check that out when you get a chance. But I was thinking to myself, you know, we started this podcast properly last year, but I haven't had the time to actually talk to you guys directly and just me talk to you about some of the thoughts and stuff that's gone on in the week, mostly music related. Sometimes I'm going to fling in something crazy that's happened in my life in that week. Hopefully it's always positive. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to come with no negative vibes. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I thought, let me just start this off and do something different. So if you guys vibe with it, make sure you get me on my socials and let me know some of the topics you might want me to talk about in the future. Or if you're just genuinely vibing with what we're going to be doing over the next couple of weeks and probably for the foreseeable future. I don't see this stopping once we start. It's going to be a long road. You know what I mean? It might not be perfect the first time. Nothing's ever perfect, but we're trying to get closer and closer and improve every single week. Anyway, let's get into this, because like I said, 2021, yeah, has started on a mad one. On a mad one. Like, out of nowhere, for no reason, yeah. I know we're still dealing with 2020 issues, like lockdown, COVID, all that stuff. We get it. It's the life that we live now, innit? There's not really much stress in that side of things. Yes, motivation is dead right now. There's some people you speak to and they're buzzing, and then we speak to them a week later and they're TKO. And nothing's happened to them. They're just not on it. Because that's where we are right now. You can't go outside. Yesterday, I went outside. It was snowing. And I needed some glasses, some goggles. I needed something. I couldn't see nothing. Anyway, that's besides the point. But the reason why 2021 started on a mad one is because a couple of days in, we had all them Trump people storming the Capitol building and doing a madness. And I'm just like, yo, like, I thought Trump 2020 was left in 2020. Like, why are we bringing this into 2021? But of course, that's kind of died down quite a bit now. And obviously, there's things like Dr. Dre's health issues that gave a lot of people a big, big scare. So I'm hoping and wishing him a continuous speedy recovery. I know there was pictures of him in the studio a couple of weeks back, but it's a slow pace because, you know, I think it was a brain aneurysm, and that's a big thing. So I'm hoping that he has a very, very speedy recovery with that and gets back to full fitness and full form. Obviously, we had things like M. Honcho's face revealing, where someone in Duccivelli's camp leaked M. Honcho's face and then people made jokes and stuff. That was a couple of weeks ago. But I've got three things, yeah, most of the weeks, every single week, I'm going to try and come in three main things that have happened. And this one's going to be like a 2020, but it's actually kind of closely related to like the last two, 3 weeks. So the first thing I want to talk about is Azealia Banks, yeah? Azealia Banks. I'm not even going to lie to you guys, yeah? My girls had one hit single, and that was 212. And I'm pretty sure it came out in like 2012. I ain't even going to lie to you. Like, the only thing that's missing there is the zero. The problem is that I've heard rumors and seen stuff in the internet with her, you know, doing a madness with animals in the past, yeah? Shout out KFC. Shout out chickens, yeah? Shout out to chickens because, yeah, that was a madness. That was a couple years ago. So next thing you know, yeah, I'm seeing a video. I want to unsee the video, to be honest with you, of her picking her dead cat out or digging up her dead cat and cooking the cat to the point where you can kind of see a cat's like, ooh, it was a lot, yeah? And she was talking about how she's getting into taxidermy and all this stuff. Now, for those who don't know what taxidermy is, it's when they kind of, I'm just going to give this the easiest definition, right? It's when you just get like a dead animal, probably your pet or I was a family friend. I ain't got pets. Can a pet be a family friend? I don't think so. But you know what I'm trying to say? And you stuff it and it's just there. If you ever watch Scrubs, yeah, Turk and JD had Rowdy the dog, innit? Like, it's basically that. So that's taxidermy. She said she wanted to get into that. I'm not gonna lie, yeah? Between banana bread, between loads of other things, I get people have crazes and things they wanna do in, you know, like lockdown in 2020, 2021, whatever. But homemade taxidermy is not the thing, fam. It's not the thing. Homemade taxidermy is not what I'm trying to see at all. And then she tried to come out and make it a whole religious thing and this, that, and the other. I'm like, no, sorry. I ain't gonna lie to you guys. She's out here doing a madness. Azalea, you're moving mad. You need to relax. But yeah, that was the first thing I saw. And I was like, yo, that ain't it. That ain't it. Why couldn't all this nonsense get left behind last year? Why are we trying to step into this year? And that was early. That was in January as well. So it's like, what's going on here? Why are we taking it to some next level for no reason? Well, go on with Azealia Banks. That's all I can say on that. Because it's just like, yeah. The randomness is of it was so just wow. I can't even think of an adjective or a word to say it. It's just so wow. And then that even links into what we got to talk about next as well. Like, Lil Uzi Vert. The Diamond Boy. That is what I'm gonna call, man. Because, again, him coming out now and showing off this, I think it's $24 million diamond that's like lodged into his head, looking like that thing from the Avengers. I don't even know what the name of that thing is. I just know that it was bear crying and it was in Scotland and they were trying to take it out of his head. That's all I know from it. I don't even know the name of it like that. But it's a situation where, okay, cool. You have money in it. Like, I'm talking from a perspective of I don't have $24 million to spend on a diamond to put in my forehead. I ain't got that type of money. I ain't got that type of time. I would not do that even if I had that money in the first place. But what is that going to look like? And obviously, it's been lodged in, so it's got to be a surgical thing. Did they chip a part of his skull so that the diamond could be lodged in? If you're going to show that off, I'm a person, I need to know like the nitty gritty, innit? I need to know like the depths, and they might have released that. I haven't seen no one talk about that. I've just seen people talk about the wow factor. I need to know, how is that lodged into your head, fam? How? Because one, say you go swimming or something, is it stuck in there so you can do that? Or say he goes, I don't know, to a beach. I can't forget any beach right now off the top of my head, but let's say he goes to the LA, I'm pretty sure LA are beaches, California. Of course they do. So let's say California, yeah? He's there. Someone says, cool, let's go swimming. And he loses a $24 million diamond. Trust and believe, when the tide is low, people are going out there with metal detector, diamond detector, anything to go get that. Because you can shop that and make 24 mil. Although it's been lodged in a man's head for a minute. So maybe 23 mil. You know what's there? But I just think, I looked at it and I was thinking to myself, between this, between face tattoos and all the antics that some of these rappers have been getting up to, what is the future going to look like for them? In like, say, 2060, when everyone's like, all these rappers, today's rappers are comfortably in their late 50s, or Lil Uzi Vert is like 26. So when he's 66, does he still have that diamond in his head? Does he think that far ahead? Because for me, I'm thinking to myself, like, if I'm going to get a face tattoo, that's a face tattoo. It ain't one of them permanent, no, not permanent, the temporary things that you rub on and then it comes off in a couple baths and that. No, it's a permanent fixture. So what are you gonna look like in 40 years? People with like face tattoos, like Lil Xan or something like that. Like, even listen, we have to even bring him into the name as well. Tekashi 69. At 69, that's the only time that tattoo is gonna be relevant, because that would be his age. Like, I don't know, man. Like, again, it's more money than sense, and the boredom is setting in. So Azealia Banks and Lil Uzi Vert have been moving crazy, crazy, crazy. I don't even know what's going on with them man there, but you know what? That's them man there. And we're over here. And that's why I'm just talking about it. I ain't got time for time to be spending money and investing into that. That's crazy still. But the final thing I wanted to talk about that's been going on in the last like week and a half was the release of Chip and Fredo's albums. So Chip's album has done really, really well, Snakes and Ladders. I believe it got a number 7 in the UK. And Fredo's album actually got to number 2. And when I look at Fredo's album, I was really impressed with that. Like, I really, really enjoyed Fredo's album a lot. Because it was short, it was sweet, it was simple. You had a couple bangers on there. I'm actually going to open up my phone and tell you the ones that I vibed with the most, right? So I had like Spaghetti was on it. Like, for me, Spaghetti was that vibe, innit? And then you had Money Talks with Dave. Like, yo, let's keep it real. If Money Talks, then why are them man there speaking still? That's a bar. That is a bar. Come on. Yeah, I'm trying to say. And then the other side, like, Burner on Deck was the one that I probably reloaded the most because it had a bit more energy for me. But as a whole, there are other songs in there that they make sense. They might just not replay them in a couple months, like the Summer Walker tune. I thought that song was a bit like, it was good, but when I heard Fredo and Summer Walker, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be, if you get what I mean. They used the old Fuji sample and it didn't hit as well as I thought it was going to hit for me. But these two albums for me showed like a massive difference in like the dynamics of albums in 2021. 2020/2021, because it's still early, isn't it? And most of this probably was made last year. But you have Chip. You had like 25 plus songs on the album and you had Fredo with 11. Now, Fredo's album done well and sat well because it was 11 songs. It was short, it was sweet, it was to the point, and we out. We're gone. If you want to listen to it again, you can listen to it. You can actually listen to his album twice and Chip still got more songs left over because he's added bonus tracks and the diss tracks that he did with Stormzy and all that. And I feel like with Fredo, he's again shown his like stock and he's continuously risen stock and the fact that he can make hits, because last year was shaky for man. Last year was shaky for Fredo, you know. When you think about the Hickory Dickory Dock song, that was dead. That was trash. That was terrible. And then you got, like, for example, that video where he was getting clowned because it looked like his mate was trying to kiss him and on Instagram Live, and he was like, "Yeah, not now, blah, blah." So you could see for the first time, people were starting to kind of clown Fredo in a sense. But after that tape, there are people that were talking like that. They're going to be quiet for a while because that tape didn't flop in my eyes whatsoever. However, Chip's one disappointed me big time, because obviously earlier on we had that song, I think it's at the end of 2020 into early 2021 with Bugsy Malone with Notorious, which is going to be on Bugsy Malone's album, which comes out maybe next week or the week after at the time of the recording. But Chip's one was like, that was a good build up, because it showed, what I'm trying to say is, it showed that solidarity between Bugsy and Chip, like they've got over their issues that they had from like 2015, and we knew that was cool because they had a picture that was surfaced online like 2018 or 19, so we knew they were cool, but we hadn't heard them on a track together musically ever before, so that was a big look. But even the feature that's on Chip's album, like when I was listening to it and the first time I heard Snakes and Ladders, I was like, yeah, Bugsy got the better song. Like Bugsy definitely got the better song. Don't get me wrong, I like the T2 Heartbroken sample that they flipped on it, but it didn't hit for me. It weren't the same. It really, really wasn't on the same levels. Like Grown Flex as a song was good, but it just, Notorious was better. It was a better song. And then across the like the tape, there are a few good songs on there. Don't get me wrong, Lumi D with Young Ads and Young MA or Young Ma, whatever you want to call her, is a good song. And he's got others on there that like they hit. Let me even see if it's on my phone and I can tell you the ones that from when I first listened to it, then I could say, yeah, that was the one for me. So even like See Through with Kid Akuds, Dunno, Grew On Me with Heady One, 100K of Mo Stack is a banger. Tiwa Savage one is solid. Lumi D, like I said. And then after that, you've kind of got a few songs on there. So he's got 21 songs. Maybe I was overestimating it. But 21 songs is a lot. And I feel like with Chip, had he have compressed this album down to 15 and then maybe dropped a little EP or added a deluxe to it in a couple of months time, he would have had a winner. But the reason why I take issue with the fact that Chip's one is 21 songs and not 20 plus, what I said earlier, is Chip has been known in the last couple of years as the, oh, you don't want to mess with Chip. Chip's got bars. Like, you don't want to war with Chip. And I get that. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. And he used that like element to push his tape, because he did the two diss tracks to Stormzy like at the start of January and all that. And like, I got it. But I was like, for me personally, when people are like, oh, he's like, Stormzy's got to respond for the culture, blah, blah. I'm like, not really. Not really. Because Stormzy drops a song and Stormzy's song is most likely going to go number one. Let's not beat around the bush. I'm not the most massive fan of every single song Stormzy's dropped, but I know that Stormzy's definitely commercial. You know what I mean? Like, Stormzy's gonna go to number one or gonna do an absolute madness as my phone goes off, you know, it's mad. But literally, at that same time, like, Chip needed a good record, because Chip's put out a few things in the last 5-6 years, since the diss track, since Pepper Rhythm, that was where it all started. These tapes have come out and they don't hit the mark and they get forgotten about. Now, it's too early for me to talk about if I think Snakes and Ladders is going to fall off. I don't necessarily think it will. But when I kind of break down the kind of whole tape itself, and I think, what are the key songs that are gonna stay last in a year or the end of the year? Because January drops are always kind of shaky. We saw that because when it came to the MOBOs at the end of the year, Jay Huss's album didn't really come up in anyone's best albums of the year. Whereas had it got to the halfway point, I probably would have said it was album of the year. But Nines won it at the MOBOs, and obviously Heady One's done well and all these other elements. So I'm kind of looking at it and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, like Chip needed a good tape and he didn't deliver. And I just, it's disappointing because it's a saturated tape. And obviously a couple years ago, that was the trend, didn't it? That was the trend. People dropping these long ass tapes with like 21, 23, 25. Lil Durk just added like 12 songs to his album, but he did it as a deluxe. So he gave us about 16, then he gave us 12. That makes more sense. Chip, I definitely think should have given us like, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 songs max. Drop an extension to it midway through the year. So it brings back the momentum. He might have bare tracks on deck. He might have a whole another 12, 20 tracks, whatever he wants to release, but it takes away from it. I just think he missed the mark there. But that's me, innit? That's what I thought about the Chip tape, innit? Like, obviously, with the Fredo tape, like I said, I like that one. And they both came out on the same day, so it's kind of, it makes it longer to kind of, well, it's not even longer, it's just, it makes you compare them. And that's the kind of difference that you do. But as a whole, Fredo's tape, definitely the better one out of the two, to be fair. So shout out to Fredo. Looking forward to seeing what else he does for the rest of the year. Chip, good to have him again dropping music that's not diss tracks, but a lot of the stuff in there was a few digs and jabs and stuff like that, and it's a bit like, yeah, come on, man. Like, if you want to be respected as an artist that is outside of just diss tracks and that type of element, we know that you're a good rapper. We know that if you're talking about assembling like the top 10 best rappers in the UK, Chip is probably going to be in that list. But if we're talking about selling records and commercial aspects and stuff where you make Stormzy a bit nervous if you send another jab with him because your stock has risen bigger than Stormzy's in today's climate, not as a legacy, but as today's climate, you need to do it. You need to drop a better album than Snakes and Ladders. That's just my opinion. Guys, make sure you get at me on my socials. Let me know if I'm talking madness. But this is literally how I'm feeling with that whole situation. But I think I'm going to leave it there. I think we should leave it there for now. That was episode, I'm going to call it episode one of What a Week on the Miles Mikulski podcast. Because I need to go through and see. Now, I'm sure I've missed quite a few other little things and that. But like I said, please do not hesitate to contact me on my socials at Miles Mikulski. Like I say in all my other intros, yeah, I ain't going to spell it out for you. My name's there, search the ting, fam, because it's long. It's like 15 characters. Ain't nobody got time to say M, Y, no, it's long. But yeah, make sure you get me on my socials and let me know what you think about all these situations and that. And let's hope that when I come back next week, I will tell you some stories that are positive or like not crazy. Like we had man like Lil Uzi Vert the Diamond Boy and Azealia Banks cooking that cat for no reason, no reason. Anyway, I'm gonna go. Make sure you stay safe, whatever you're doing, and I'll catch you next week for another episode of the Miles Mikulski podcast. And What a Week. It's in a bit, guys. See you soon. Peace.